Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to find out exactly what the deal is. It's 9:06 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We have from the State Division of Forestry, Ludi Bond is with us, and Ludi's been here before. Morning, Ludi.
Good morning.
And then also High Springs Fire Rescue Public Information Officer Kevin Mangan, who escaped a career in radio for a real paycheck. God bless you.
I'm a recovering radio addict.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad we're gathered here today, Bob.
Well, hey, welcome to the party, as we say. I guess we'll start things off with, first of all, Ludi, last time you were here, we talked about prescribed burns. And this is a great question. If people see smoke, how do they know whether it's like a wildfire, a prescribed burn, or someone's house?
Well, it could be from either smoke that we see in the air. It could be from a prescribed burn, because prescribed burns are done year-round in Florida. It could be from a wildfire. A wildfire season is year-round here in Florida. If it's really black smoke, chances are it's burning something more than woods, and that would be a structure fire. But a lot of new folks move in the state every day. We mentioned that the other week when I was here on the show, and people just aren't sure what they're seeing. Is it from a wildfire or from a prescribed burn? And they don't realize that wildfires happen year-round in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and I don't know that most people know really the difference one way or another. You know, you smell smoke, there's fire. Obviously, if you see Department of Forestry, you know they're on it, right? Mm-hmm. You know they're on it. But what if you don't? What if you see, like, some open flames and you're like, yeah, this doesn't look like anybody's watching it?
Well, we have a couple places people can turn to for information. Of course, if there's a wildfire in the area and people need to be concerned about maybe evacuations or road closures, pay attention to the local media or social media. And we have a lot of places people can go for that. One would be the Florida Forest Service website. We have a page that's you go to the Wildland Fire and look under current wildfire information. And under that on our website, you can get current wildfire information. We have an active dashboard, and you can go and see, is it a wildfire you're seeing, or is it actually an authorized burn that the Florida Forest Service
Wow.
has authorized? So that's helpful. It'll give you fire weather conditions, drought information, fire danger index, as well as county burn bans. A lot of people want to know, is there a burn ban in place? And you can get that information on that website as well.
Well, that's great. And I know you have some experience. You've gone all over. You know, wildfires have taken you everywhere and learning about them. So, like in California, where they have some of those canyons, how it just starts to blow through there like literally a fire storm. We don't have to worry about that here. How serious should we take a wildfire when we see it off in the distance? And we live in maybe not a totally residential area, but you know, it's rural. But you know, when do you start to say, hey, this could get serious quick?
Well, when you see flames, that's usually an indicator that, oh, there's an active fire going on. If you see smoke, that could be residual smoke from a burn that was done a day or two ago, or a wildfire from a day or two. But we want to remind people that we're rapidly moving into the busiest time of wildfires in the state of Florida. The spring months are typically the time when we see the largest number of wildfires, and that's because weather is the primary indicator of how fire will or won't behave. And you wonder, well, what's different about the spring months? Well, temperatures are rising. That means we might start getting some lightning. Typically it starts in the southern parts of the state and moves its way up. The erratic winds that we have in the springtime, and also it's our drier time of year. So, you know, January we had some hard freezes. Now we're moving into some warm temperatures we had last week. Vegetation's greening up, so conditions are getting much drier. And so there are some things that Kevin and I want to bring up this morning, a few points that what people can do to prepare for wildfires. And it's just kind of common sense stuff, but just some good reminders. As you are looking at your landscape around your property, look at the continuity of fuel. Fire has to have something to continuously feed on to get from point A to point B. So you want to break those up. You want to plant with low flammability plants, and you want to maintain your landscape. I think Kevin's going to hit on some things with what you can do around your structures.
So, you know, as you're out and you're cleaning up around your yard, look around, look at all the dead leaves and fallen branches and things like that. Pick all that up, rake all that stuff up. Go climb up on your ladder, look in your gutter. Is it filled with leaves? Chances are,
of course
probably
it is.
So, you know, clean those leaves out. An ember can fall, and it could very easily start a structure fire just from those leaves sitting in there.
Pine needles. We got a lot of those.
You know, exactly. Yeah, let me ask you this kind of out of left field, but, you know, when you see the wildfires and that, and they're coming, you know, in other areas of the nation, we see them. And when we saw them here, it was quite a few years ago, but they were bad. And I always wondered, like, especially if you have enough invested in your structure, why wouldn't you have basically an advanced sprinkler system? Would that knock down a fire, or does it get so hot that has no effect?
Well, there's one of the things for yard maintenance would be keeping your yard well irrigated when you can, when we're not under water restrictions.
I'm saying run a sprinkler like over your house,
home.
Over everything.
That's not a bad idea, especially, and we don't have many wood chip shingle roofs anymore, but that's one of the recommendations we would make for folks. If you've got roofing materials that could ignite pretty rapidly, be able to have a generator, because if there's a fire going on, we could cut power and you wouldn't have power. But have a generator, get a ladder, somebody who can safely get on top of your roof and put those sprinklers up there and run that. And that you see that a lot with Western fires. You'll see folks up on their rooftops and they're spraying water up there. It can help, but you bring up a good point, Bob. As the fires are coming, usually that time of year, temperatures are higher, humidity's lower. So will it have much of an impact? Maybe, maybe not, but it'll make you feel better that you're doing something.
And then there's always that equation of, you know, you guys don't want any loss of life. You're like, you can rebuild your house, but if you're gone, you're not going to care. So, you know, you have to, when they come around and say, hey, it's time to get out of here, probably time to where you want to listen to
that. Yeah, and that's a great point, too, when people do or don't, or why they choose to evacuate or not. You know, we give people great tips on how to prepare their home and property for wildfire, just like we do with hurricanes. And so sometimes people have a false sense of security that, oh, I've done everything they told me to do, I should be fine. Well, yeah, that's going to help protect your home and property, but when officials make the indication to give you the directive, it's time to go, it's time to go. And that's something else on that website that I mentioned with the Florida Forest Service. We have some great tips there on how you can put together an evacuation plan should you need to go.
Kevin, is it a fairly regular event that people's backyard burn piles will get out of hand?
It is. And, you know, a lot of it is because people don't necessarily prepare. And a lot of it, like Ludi said, sounds like common sense stuff, but as we all know, common sense really isn't so common anymore. So it's really important to make sure that you're following the setbacks set by Florida Forest Service for outdoor burning, making sure that if your burn pile is bigger than 8 feet by 8 feet, then you need to get that permit from Florida Forest Service.
Oh, 8 foot is the number. Okay, thanks. I never was sure of that.
And you know, don't go burning plastics and pressure-treated wood and all that kind of stuff. You know, just don't do it.
Even if it's blowing toward my neighbors and not my house?
Probably still. Well, it depends on who your neighbor is.
Yeah, thank you.
and again, you know, when it comes to the wildfire prevention stuff, not just around your home, but in general, check your trailers for chains that can drag and spark. We see a lot of spot fires, especially in our area along 45 and along the interstate, is when it gets really, really dry, those chains hit the pavement, and then it sparks up, and it's going to start these little spot fires along the side of the road.
So, I've been my own little sparky. Thank goodness it didn't go anywhere. I rectified it, but I could hear those chains. I wouldn't even really thought of that. And then the other thing is, are people still really throwing like lit cigarettes out the windows? Like, and it's against the law to pull them over and punch them, apparently.
It is, unfortunately.
And then you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
But yes.
Craig knows about road rage.
People do, unfortunately. That's another thing to avoid, is just, you know, properly discarding the cigarettes if you do smoke.
Yeah. If you're going to smoke them, take care of it.
Exactly.
You know? And those dry conditions, it's just not something we think about all the time until we already see smoke. And then it's too late. Thanks for the updates. Thanks for the great information on this. And since you do year-round prescribed burns, people can kind of expect that as we... Now we're moving into the serious season. Mm-hmm. All right. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Ludi Bond from State Division of Forestry and Public Information Officer for High Springs Fire Rescue, Kevin Mangan. Thank you both.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Guys.
It is, well, it's approaching 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We still have plenty of stuff to get to. Updates on earthquake in Turkey, Chinese balloons being shot out of the sky, and we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.